Hi, and welcome to this demo of what I would like to call the new handoff feature between the iPhone and the HomePod. And of course, that's for passing music, podcasts, etc., including phone calls between the iPhone and the HomePod and vice versa. So I thought what I might do is make this a bit of a live demo and you can hear what happens between the iPhone and the HomePod. And also I thought I might see if I can also pass over my Audible books playing as well. And you'll have to forgive my other devices talk in the background. I'm currently standing in my kitchen at the moment and all the other stuff's at the end of the house. All right, so let me first of all start playing music on my iPhone here. I'm in the kitchen, as I said, and my HomePod's in the dining room. So here we go. Play some relaxing chill out music.
Okay, lean back.
Okay, so that's playing on my iPhone. And I'm going to hold my iPhone up to the HomePod. And that's now playing on my HomePod. So I was holding the iPhone about an inch or 2.5 centimeters away. So I've got my iPhone next to me now, nothing's playing on it. So I tap my iPhone back to the HomePod. I feel it vibrate. And now it's back on my iPhone. Okay, so you just feel a slight vibration as it transfers across. So I'll do it again one more time. Holding it up to my HomePod, about an inch wide, 2.5 centimeters. Vibrate. There's the HomePod. Phone is next to me again. And holding it up again. Vibrate. And now it's back to my iPhone. All right, so I just stopped it. The famous two-finger double tap. Let's try playing a podcast on my iPhone here. So let's do Play Talking Tech from Vision Australia.
Okay, Talking Tech podcast coming up.
Hello everyone, welcome to Talking Tech.
Yeah, that's on my iPhone. Have you with us listening maybe through now, I'm just going to show you something. I'm just going to press my home button.
Of RPH Australia.
And I'm going to stop it because you actually don't have to have the audio playing to transfer it, okay? So I'm going to hold my iPhone up to my HomePod. And I've got to vibrate.
Transferring to HomePod.
Talking Tech. To my HomePod. It's the same thing again. Two-finger double tap to pause it. It's paused on the HomePod. I'm going to hold my phone up to the HomePod again. Vibrate.
Transferring to iPhone. Talking Tech the 17th of July 2018 by Talking Tech.
Okay, so it says transferring to iPhone. So the two-finger double tap.
Tech in your favorite podcatcher,
yeah,
and
back to
the program
my
will become
iPhone.
Available usually around Tuesday afternoon.
All right, so that's music, podcast. Let's try a phone call. I'm just going to ring up my work voicemail. Dial 93343.
Welcome.
I'm now going to transfer it to the HomePod. Now it's now on the HomePod, and we'll just get it to start talking.
Hash.
And I'm just going to press hash to make it talk again from my iPhone.
Hash.
Okay, and if I hold up my iPhone again, vibrate. And now I've got the phone call back on my iPhone. If I press hash.
Hash. Hash.
You must enter your extension to log on.
It's probably going to kick me off now. Yep.
Please disconnect.
Thank you. There we go. I'm going to start playing my Audible book. Open Audible.
Audible. Close.
And
I'll
get way through a book
sleep
at the moment.
Timer. Chapters. Narrations. Chapter forward. Chapter backward. Play. Button. Pause.
Don't you think it's like disrespectful or something to dig your angel sword in the dirt? Declan asked. Raw disbelief in his voice.
Okay.
Well, let's see.
Holding iPhone up to the HomePod.
He made the earth and dirt, right? And he made the sword and me also.
Vibrate.
Does the correct
yes.
The object that you and father are calling a sword is showing up in the on the optical lenses of the Cobalt M.
That's the HomePod playing. And of course,
onboard particle detectors are indicating high levels of neutrino activity.
I can still
sure
control it with my iPhone.
I think it might be more quantity than that. I said almost.
Pause it and start playing it again.
Pause.
Okay. Not a word, but I get your point.
So,
wait, don't close again.
And again, by the way, this audio transfer, of course, also works if you're using earphones as well, including the AirPods.
Use your angel vision or eyes.
Holding it up to the AirPod. HomePod again.
The clumsy circle of furrowed dirt I made glow with a silver light. I was going to do three of them like you did with the demon.
Oh, there we go. Vibrating. And it's paused. This a two-finger magic double tap on my iPhone.
Fact. Yeah, there is power in threes.
And there we go. Back to playing on my iPhone.
I've got some ideas of runes I can sort in circles.
Two-finger double tap. So we've done Apple Music, we've done podcasts, we've done phone calls, I've done Audible. Let me see if I can do the final one, which would be Spotify via Siri. So let's try this. Play Brain Food Music playlist from Spotify. And of course it should work.
Here's Brain Food from Spotify.
Okay, holding it up to the HomePod. There's the vibrate. And that's the HomePod playing the music. Now, I just want to see, I haven't tried this before. Let's put my iPhone down the table. Let's go to the play pause button top of the HomePod.
Keep it on.
Okay, that worked. And play it again. Let's restart it. Hey Siri, what's this track? Oh, wrong one. We just do one finger double tap and hold on top of the HomePod. What's this track?
This is called Sense Plus Profend by Coqueens.
Here we go. Beautiful. Okay, iPhone back to the HomePod. Transferring back.
Transferring to iPhone.
If I do a two-finger double tap, there we go. Back to the iPhone, of course. Two-finger magic double tap, playing it again. Well, that is amazingly cool. So, quite a few times when I've come home, particularly when I'm starting to cook at home, I want to keep talking on the phone, and I don't have my AirPods on me. I'm just using no headphones, or I'm just using my phone, quote, as normal. It's just nice now to be able to switch it onto the HomePod and keep talking when I'm in the kitchen, etc. And of course, the nice thing about listening to Audible books when I'm home here by myself on the bigger speaker, so I can just wander around the house, or having it then go back to my iPhone when I need to. But anyway, that will do for this live demo on the handoff new feature for the HomePod as of iOS 3.2 on the HomePod. And I believe as I'm doing this demo, it's actually 1.3.2.1 because there was a bit of a buggy thing happening. But anyway, that will do me for this demo for the handoff feature for the HomePod for music, podcasts, phone calls, Audible books, etc., etc. Have fun playing, and as usual, thanks for listening, and bye for now.